Workers were putting up tents and card tables in the annex parking lot when Jermaine Brenton and his fiancée, Taisha Feaster, pulled up on a motorbike at 7:30 a.m. The courthouse didn't open until 9, but like many people, Brenton and Feaster only heard about the clinic a few days before and wanted to get in line early. Brenton says he set up a landscaping business for Feaster because it was cheaper than paying $600 in court fines to reinstate her driver's license so she could look for work.
You will be amazed at how many people that affects, that they can't go to work, and that because they can't go to work and make a living, that also leads to other infractions.
A few feet away, a dejected man in a polo shirt complained that he was locked out of the online registration page. He declined to give his name, but he said the state wouldn't be so quick to revoke a driver's license if lawmakers knew the real consequences.
Your license is everything. Without a license, you can't buy certain medication over the counter. They don't care about the ID. They want to see the green strip. There are a lot of people don't realize that we can't get jobs because of it. You know what I mean? There are credit checks based on your license.
Leon County Judges Lane Smith and Stephen Everett say they do know. Smith says too many people in his courtroom were caught in a catch-22, unable to pay fines because without a driver's license, they couldn't find work.
There are good reasons why some of these laws and rules are in effect, but boy, the consequences can mushroom out of control.
Smith says the idea was to get judges, prosecutors, and public defenders in the same room with the DMV and other agencies so people could set up payment plans or work off their fines through community service. But Leon County Public Defender Andy Thomas says it doesn't always work. He says many of them still face payment plans they can't afford, even if it's just a few hundred dollars.
Without an indigency fund, if there's no money to help these people pay some of these fees, this is basically just a nice public relations thing, in my view. It's good to educate people, tell them what's going on, but we can do that in our office.
Smith acknowledges that not everybody who needs help will be able to get it. He says he's working on a way to quantify whether all the energy expended on the clinic was worth it. Even that won't be easy, Smith says.
I'd like to cure leprosy and make the lame walk and, you know, raise the dead. That's not going to happen. It's going to be anecdotal. How many people's lives did we change, children's lives did we change because mom or dad could drive them to soccer practice or band practice or pick them up after an extracurricular activity? How many people will be able to get gainful employment?
Organizers were expecting 200 participants, but more than 500 pre-registered or put their name on a waiting list. That prompted a second clinic, which is scheduled for Friday, October 13th. For WFSU News, I'm Jim Ash.